God's love for us runs so deep that His love began before time. As a matter of fact, you know, you will notice today I will be using Old Testament scripture. But Psalm 139 verse 16 I don't have here, but I want to remind you what it says. Psalm 139 verse 16 is God's word directly to us. And He says, I had established your path before you were ever created in your mother's womb. Every day, every second of the hour of your life, I set in motion before time. Man, that's awesome, isn't it? God knew me before me. And I know people who tell me today, who's known me my whole life, said, I don't really know who you are. I don't know how you think, Vance. I don't understand. You are different. And I am. Did you know you're different? Did you know there's not a creature? There's not any of them either. There's not a created human being that has ever existed that's like you. Yes, God did break the mold when He created you and me and everybody else. God said, I only need one. And not only that, the world can only have one. I'm sending you a special personality, but I'm sending you for my purpose. God says each second of the day was already laid out. He knew what I was going to do before I did it. He knew when I'd step off the path, and He sent Jesus to die for me anyway. He knew all of this because God is the creator of all that exists and ever shall exist. God's your creator as an individual. There's nothing that exists that He didn't cause to exist. And He gave each thing and human being, each thing and human being, He gave a purpose for existing. You have a purpose. When Jesus was preaching and teaching, Jesus said it this way, I have said nothing. I have said nothing that my Father did not tell me to say. I have not used any words that my Father did not give me to use. All glory to God. Jesus gave all glory to God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, in order to relate to you and me. But God says, I am God. There is one God. And because I am God, I want you to understand you need to live in my presence. Have you ever thought about or tried to guess of how many people are trying to hide from God? I've tried to do that. Several times. You want to hide? Lord, I'm not really here. That started in the Garden of Eden. You do know that. I have no idea where Adam and Eve thought they were going to go in God's garden that He couldn't find them. But they didn't want God to see them. God looks at us and He says, but I already know you. I want to see you. I want you to know how much I love you. I want you to watch me accept you. Just like you are, because I created you that way for a purpose. Too many people think they don't have purpose. And when you feel like you don't have purpose, you don't do anything of purpose in life. Here's something that's very dear to my heart. I grew up in a family that focused on self. Each individual member focused on self. I grew up realizing something. That families can make a big, bad mistake when you don't reach outside your family. I focus on the family of God, which is all creation. And God says, this is why I want you to focus that way. Let's stand and read it together. God says, now, I know my Son abides in you. I know my Holy Spirit has been given to you. And that's where all the red flags go up. It's the Holy Spirit warning you. Nope, wrong path, wrong direction, turn around, don't go. It's God. But God said, I want you to pay attention. I want you to live in my presence, and you do. But I want you to recognize that. Because when we live in the presence of God, God guarantees my safety and success. Guarantees my safety and success. Why would I fear? Fear not. For what can they do to you? They can kill the body, and that would be it. Can't even do that without God's permission. But then God says, fear God, for He can kill the body and the soul. Man can't do that. But then God looks at His children, us, and He says, don't fear to come to Me. Because when you come to Me, I will give you love. God says, I will give you understanding. I sent My Son so you would have a direct line to Me. Plugged in by the Son of Almighty God Himself. Kept alive by the Holy Spirit of God Himself. He said, I want you to have safety and I want you to be successful. Isaiah 41:10. Don't worry because I am with you. Don't be afraid because I am your God. I will make you strong and will help you. I will support you right from God's heart. And He says, don't be afraid. Well, you know, this world is big. There's a lot of bad things going on in this world. God says, don't be afraid. I created it. I'm the one that brought it into existence. And by the way, I'm the one that will take it out of existence, not man. I'm in charge, God says. And I'm in charge to make sure that you have a successful journey. Because I laid that journey out for you. I gave you that. Everything you have, I made sure you could have. I blessed you abundantly. What are you going to do with it? With my safety and my security and my success, what do I do with it? Well, I take care of my family. So do non-believers take care of their families. So do some of the most vile criminals I ever dealt with. You know how I became friends with them? I helped their families, and that meant something. That kept me alive as a prison chaplain inside prison. Was that taking the love that God has given you and taking it out to others. Not everyone has a good family like yours, maybe, but they're looking for one. And do you know they need one? Because God focuses on family, His family. Young man, daughter, I have given you a path in life, and God said, I'll guarantee you success. Stay on the path. Now think about it. Every time we would trip and fall, what did we do? Got off the path. We decided to make new roads. We didn't just get off the path. Good gracious. We were dozing down forests to make new highways for ourselves. God says, nope. There's others out there. I'm sending you to them. They need you. They need a family. Introduce them to My Son. I'll connect them with My Spirit. And they too will serve Me and live in My presence. Living in the presence of God guarantees my life journey. My life journey. My journey is guaranteed. I will live out my life on the journey that God has given me. I have so many faults and failures and breakdowns and all that stuff. And if I ever have a mental breakdown, I guarantee you I will deserve every bit of it. I worked hard for it over these years. Because the important fact for Christians, serve others. Help them. Help them know God. So God says, I want you to serve in My presence. I want you to recognize that you're on the journey I placed you on. And that I got this journey for you. Have you noticed the roads in the state of Kentucky are all falling apart? Have you noticed that, you know, if you want to slow people down, they say, well, get on the highway, you'll slow down. God's road has no chunk holes, no brakes, no weaving on I-65. None of that. He said, I laid it for you. And it's straight. And it's built for you to travel. You won't even need any insoles. You can walk barefooted on the journey I've made for you and on my path, because I want you to know, I guarantee your journey. Psalm 32, verse 8. I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. Now, have you noticed that throughout Scripture you'll never see where God says, I will make you. I will force you. He says, I've laid it out for you. It's a gift. Do you accept the gift? The gift of love that I offer to you. Do you accept that gift? It's your journey. I made sure that the road is perfect. Are you going to go on the journey that I have laid out for you? Living in the presence of God guarantees my constant renewal. You think you're miserable now? I got news for you. You don't have to be. If you're living in misery, whether you're listening or you're watching, or whether you're sitting right here, you do not have to be miserable. If you're miserable, you're choosing it. Because God said, I promised you something. My constant renewal. Larry, call on me. Larry, you need this. I'll renew it. Lord, you've given your mercy to me. I need mercy, Lord. I'll renew it every day, Larry. Accept it. Lamentations 3, verses 21 through 23. I have hope when I think of this. The Lord's love never ends. His mercies never stop. They are new every morning. New every morning. His mercies, His love, His calling, His direction. So where's my problem? My problem isn't in worried about whether or not God loves me. I know that He does. My problem isn't me worrying about the path for life, because all I have to do is open my eyes and God will show me that path. My problem is everything else in this world distracting me. I live in the presence of God. God sees those distractions. Do they pull you away from His direction for your life? Are we so distracted by the world that we have quit looking at Christ and understanding that we live in the presence of God? There has never been in my history, in ancient history there was, such evil come against the Christian faith, the Christian church. Many of them are politicians. Pure evil coming against God's Word, God's church, wanting to stop. They say, we need to stop religion. I don't have any trouble with that. You can do anything with the religion you want to. But I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm a Christian, and I have the freedom to worship my Lord and Savior. And I have the freedom in the United States of America to worship Him in peace and expect that peace. Not worried who's going to burn the church down. Who's going to blow up the next one. This is America. And I live in the presence of God. And God has blessed us with each other in our presence. You know, I could go right down the line and talk about blessings that are given to me. But you can too. You can too. Look at your life and see how God has blessed you. You know why? You live in the presence of God. That's why. You're living in the presence of God. And in the presence of God, that's all you're going to witness is blessings. Why do I want to step out? Why do I want to be distracted? Because you and I, from the day we were born, were at war. That war is on the inside. That war that you and I battle every day of our life. It is the war of the flesh versus the spirit. The human desire versus what God desires for us. God desires that I have peace. God desires that I am successful. God desires that each one of us will look to Him. He tells us we're going to run into trouble. Got any headwind going on in your life? Well, if you don't and you check your pulse, you're not alive. There's always something coming at you, isn't there? God says, I knew every second of the day that you would exist, and I placed your path in order of those days. You can't live past that day, Larry. I have set an appointed time for you. But now you can sure be dumb and end up dead sooner, but you can't surpass that appointed time that I have for you, because I am the one who laid out your journey. It's my gift to you. And He says that to each one of us as an individual. Individually, God created a special journey just for you, your personality, everything about you. And God says, okay, I'm putting you on this journey. You're living in my presence. And on this journey, I want you to understand something. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, and I guarantee you success if you stay on the path. Now, where does mercy and grace come in? How many of us have ever stayed on the path? How many times not only do we get off the path, we wallow in that ditch of life on both sides of it so often. It's just like a hog called a slop. You had to be able to have a little country in you on that one, Brother Randy. But you know exactly what I mean. Good old wallowing hole over there in the mud, slop bucket setting close. That's what life is out there. But it looks good. If you're a hog, it looks good. That's called life. It's called the lights of the glamour of the big city. Will they pull you away? Will they pull you away from the path that God said, I created just for you? No one else can travel your path. Did you know that? When you stand before Almighty God one day, all of us will. What path are you going to be on at the point of entry? I'm guaranteed entry. I want to do it right. I want to get the scripture right. I want to be a part of the family of God that has a greater desire to do what is God's will than to do my own will. I want to have a big family that reaches out far beyond my own. I want to have the family that God put in place for me. Not biological, not in every case, by far, but the family of God, spiritual. God, I live my spiritual being just like you. In my eternity, I'm living in the Spirit. And God says, why don't you start right now? Why don't you start focusing on that which you can't see? For that which you cannot see has a greater love for you than all the glories of the world can ever offer. But you can only look and see it through spiritual eyes. You can only see this great gift I have for you if you get out of yourself. You have to open your spiritual eyes because you are spirit. And you're getting ready to give up this body. Won't be long for any of us. Won't be long at all. We're giving this body up. But God is not quitting me. Me and Randy are going to be shouting in heaven, singing. I get to sing. You'll hear such love. The Lord says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered the heart of man how great this is going to be. I got a great imagination. I can imagine some pretty great stuff. I can imagine the monster truck sitting there. That's my pastor. Monster truck. I can imagine a lot of great things. But God says, Larry, what I'm offering you is so great it hadn't entered your mind. It's never been seen. I understand that to be love. And God says one day to me, Larry, come on home. Come on home. Get out of that broken body. Come on home. Don't you worry about anything. Your family will be along soon. Some that have already gone, come on home. Won't you see them? Supper's ready. Come on home. I will step out. And when I step out, I'll step out shouting. Oh, I know it. You know, see, the pathway to heaven, noisy. Not a praising, loud praising. You think Randy's loud? Nothing. Praising God. Thank you, Lord. Don't you forget to do that every day of your life.